It's time for Dishing Up Nutrition with licensed nutritionist Darlene Kvist. Each week, Darlene explains the connection between what you eat and how you feel. Stay tuned to hear practical, real-life solutions for healthier living through good nutrition. Dishing Up Nutrition is brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last. Just kicking down the cobblestones. Looking for fun and feeling groovy.
Well, welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition. I'm Darlene Kvist, licensed nutritionist, and I thank each of you for listening today. You know, many of you have developed a nutrition plan to prevent heart disease, and I know that some of you take omega-3 fish oil and glucosamine, chondroitin to protect your knee joints from damage, but how many of you have a plan to prevent memory loss? Now, do you have a nutritional strategy to supply your brain with the necessary nutrients for brain power and memory? That's an interesting question, isn't it? So today I'm pleased to welcome Wendy Cates Dancer as our co-host. Wendy is a registered nurse, a nutrition counselor, a nutrition educator, and sees clients in our White Bear Lake office and in our St. Paul office. So welcome, Wendy. Hey, what is one of your secrets about preventing memory loss?
Well, before I share my secrets, I want to help our listeners recognize that if they start today, that they really can maintain or even improve their memory. More than 24 million people worldwide have dementia associated with aging. That's huge, isn't it? 24
yes.
million people.
You know, and we believe that memory loss is a nutrition problem. You know, I think a great interesting quote is, food can be a solution or it can be a problem. You know, healthy fats such as olive oil, butter, nuts, avocados can be the solution, while trans fats and refined oils such as like soybean oil, cottonseed oil, margarine, you know, or those muffins and cookies made from man-made fats, that can be a problem. So do you want to use food to solve a problem or to create a problem?
I love that question. I love it. I really love it. Do we want to create a problem or solve a problem? And you and I, Dar, have the wonderful opportunity to be there every day when we see people solving problems with food, don't we?
Oh, we do. And it's just
amazing.
It amazes them, and it still amazes us.
It does, doesn't it? So this is a subject that's so dear to my heart, Dar. As you know, that when I've often said, if I win the lottery, my favorite job as a nurse was when I was the head nurse on the Alzheimer's unit.
Mm-hmm. But you would feed them good food then.
yes. When I win the lottery, I'm going to buy a little organic farm, and I'm going to have a great big farmhouse, and I'm going to have 6 to 8 or 10 Alzheimer's people, and I'm going to have one-to-one staff to take care of them, because we're going to have organic, and they're going to be making their own organic food. And
see, I think it's even an interesting thought, Wendy, is the fact that food would actually affect our memory and our ability to keep our memory. And I think for most people, that still is a new thought. You know, and I think the people that need to start thinking about that are those 28-year-olds that are out there pounding down the Mountain Dew.
Oh, yes, this Mountain Dew. I'm not sure about that Mountain Dew, are you, Dar? But the other thing is that, you know, being a head nurse on the Alzheimer's unit, I understand the importance of using food as a solution. And this is an extremely costly disease. You know, we have 4.5 million Americans with Alzheimer's disease or related dementia, costing us over $100 billion a year. And that's not counting the stress on the family members.
Oh, no. And, you know, and every year that cost is going up.
Exactly. And the other thing, Dar, is that one of the things that I always used to share with people when I did the support groups is like the statistics. 60% of the caregivers die before the person with Alzheimer's themselves. That's the amount of stress that's on this family.
Wow, that's amazing. You know, I have always enjoyed going to seminars presented by Dr. Paris Kidd. And, you know, he's a pretty well-known brain researcher. And I love this saying. He's so practical. You know, when you get older, if you want to know your children or your spouse or yourself, you must start a brain support plan today. Isn't that,
yes.
No matter what age you are, you've got to start it today.
Yeah.
And I know he has a personal story. He started it in his early 40s when he was starting to lose his memory. And that's why he put so much research into this. And now he's in his 60s and he says, my memory is much, much better than when it was when I was in my 40s.
Isn't that amazing?
Yes. Because he's, you know.
I mean, he's older. And, you know, which is the other thing that most people don't realize. You know, dementia and memory loss is not a natural part of aging. It's not. It's a disease process, one which we know that we can prevent. So
right.
That's why we're here today. Nutrition can help you to be you. To be you for many years to come. So let's go back to the secret of how I maintain my mental capacity. The first secret is that I don't drink diet soda or any soda of any kind.
Mm-hmm.
I don't smoke.
Mm-hmm.
A 1998 report in The Lancet based on 7,000 men and women found cigarette smokers are more than twice as likely to develop Alzheimer's. And
so,
non-smokers.
So just think about this. If you're drinking that Mountain Dew.
And lighting up a heater.
Yep. So I think a lot of listeners would say to themselves, I thought diet soda was okay. You know, it doesn't contain sugar. And, well, I know that, you know, they're saying to themselves, I know sugar is bad for me. It's a free radical.
What's a free radical? Some people are probably saying, I love Robert Crayon's description of a free radical. It's like Frankenstein walking through your cells, stomping on them, creating damage.
And then we know that sugar does that.
Yeah. Yeah, we do. We do. Dar, you may know sugar is a free radical that can damage brain cells, but most people don't walk around saying, no sugar for me today because I'm not going to do free radicals today.
You know, most people are not aware that diet pop has been linked to metabolic syndrome, which results in insulin resistance, belly fat, high cholesterol, high blood pressure, high sugars, unless they heard Kevin Berger interview the U of M researcher last week.
Yes, Dr. Lynn Steffen, associate professor at the University of Minnesota, reported that diet soda consumption was linked to elevated risk factors for heart disease and diabetes. So what does that have to do with protecting your brain and maintaining cognitive function?
So here's the connection. There was a study done in November of 2004, and it was reported in the Journal of American Medical Association, and they found that metabolic syndrome is associated with poor memory. And poor cognitive function. So there you are. So if you're one of those people that are running high blood sugars or have insulin resistance, your possibility of having memory loss as you get older is much higher.
Right, exactly. So what we need to do is we need to stop the pop, stop the cigarettes if you're doing that. It leads to better memory. And that's our first secret.
So I don't know if this has ever happened to you, but it's happened once in a while to me. But then I keep working on this one. You know, I don't know. Have you ever on any given day walked into a room? You know, you're full of determination. You're there to get something. And then you forgot what you intended to do. Or
I think most people can relate to that problem. Well, yeah.
Yeah. What am I here for? And it isn't only happening to people my age.
Mm-hmm.
It's happening to people Wendy's age, but it's also happening to other people, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yeah. You know, like actually, we see a lot of young mothers, Dar, that were raised on low or no fat.
Right.
And they come in with foggy thinking.
Exactly. And I think part of it is also that they're never getting any sleep, maybe. That's part of it, too.
Well, that could be. Well, the other thing is, you know, walking into a room and then forgetting why you're there. But a lot of people can relate to this one, too. Having word recall problems. Some call it senior moments.
Oh, don't you love that?
I do.
Oh, hey, Wendy, I got a perfect story about senior moments.
You do? Okay, let's hear it.
Well, you know, I've been struggling with making sure that I get enough exercise lately. You know, and for 4, 5, 6 years, I consistently worked out for, you know, 4 or 5 times a week.
Yeah.
And just lately, I've kind of fallen off of that. And so I picked up my insurance information and I discovered that, I qualify for The senior Snickers or
sneakers. There we go. A little word recall right there. The senior sneakers program.
Yes.
All right.
So I went over to my local Y and I said, I gave her my insurance card and I said, you know, I'd like to, you know, I'd like to sign up. And she said, well, your insurance doesn't qualify. And I said, are you sure it doesn't qualify for the senior sneakers program? And she looked at me and she said, well, you have to be 65. And I said,
I love it. So she thought you were like 40.
No, I said, well, how old do you think I am? And she said, well, you're not 65. And I said, no, no, I'm 69. And there were two gals at the desk. They just couldn't believe it. In fact, they said,
I love it.
You have to show me your card. You have to show me your ID if you're really that old. So I said,
you guys made your day.
I said, you guys made my day.
Absolutely. I love that.
So I guess this good nutrition does pay off in a lot of ways.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? That's great, Dar. I love that.
I couldn't help but call Corey that after I was leaving there. I called him and told him this story because it's kind of fun.
No, that is absolutely fun. I love it. I just love that. That, you know, like I said, I'm sure that made your day.
Yes, it did.
So these senior moments and these memory lapses and trouble finding the right word, these are all examples of mild cognitive impairment. Mild, but it is time to be concerned because, you know, when I was a nurse in the Alzheimer's unit, the memory loss wasn't mild.
And Wendy, I know you probably have a lot of stories about
new.
But can you hold those stories?
I can. It'll be hard.
So you're listening to Dishing Up Nutrition, brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness, a company specializing in therapeutic nutrition and life-changing nutrition education. Magnesium is a well-researched mineral that is very important nutrient to support brain function and memory. Foods high in magnesium are nuts, meat, and sardines. Many medications such as diuretics, and a lot of people are taking diuretics as a high blood pressure medication, they can deplete your body of magnesium, and they deplete your brain of magnesium. So taking a well-absorbed magnesium glycinate may help restore your word recall and memory. So if you have questions today, call us at 651-641-1071.
Does your nutrition knowledge come from the back of the cereal box? If it does, that may explain why you aren't getting the health results you seek. More people are struggling with metabolism, fatigue, pain, diabetes, heart disease, and cancer than ever before. If you haven't made the connection between what you eat and your health risks, it's time you do. Where do you start? With nutrition education that explains how to eat real, whole foods in balance for better health today and tomorrow. Nutritional Weight and Wellness teaches sound, research-based nutrition in a fun, interactive style. Want to balance your moods? Increase focus and energy? Attend Balanced Food for Balanced Moods. Seeking relief for achy joints and sore muscles? Try foods to reduce pain and inflammation. They have another popular class called Jumpstart Your Metabolism. Classes are offered in community ed programs throughout the metro area. Nutritional Weight and Wellness also teaches more in-depth classes and the signature Weight and Wellness series at their offices in St. Paul, Wayzata, and White Bear Lake. For more information, call 651-699-3438 or log on to weightandwellness.com.
This must be music for a senior moment or something.
I think so. So appropriate.
Oh,
here it
better.
Goes. There we go. Welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. I'm Wendy Kate Stancer, registered nurse, nutrition counselor, and I see clients at our White Bear Lake office and our St. Paul office. And I'm here with Darlene Kvist, licensed nutritionist, and we are discussing the role nutrition plays in maintaining your memory. Before break, we were discussing the importance of magnesium in preventing memory loss. Sufficient magnesium taken at bedtime is also very helpful for people having trouble sleeping. Usually 400 to 600 milligrams of magnesium glycinate helps most people get to sleep and stay asleep. And that's very important if you want memory the next day, don't you think?
That's right. In fact, a lot of people, it's just lack of sleep, and it doesn't matter what age it is, it often results in memory problems. And I think, you know, we look at a population of people that are really having trouble sleeping, and it's new mothers. I mean,
absolutely,
you know, because they're up with their kids. Not that they can't sleep, but they don't, you know, their children are keeping them up, and so their memory is affected. And also people that are hitting that menopause time.
I was going to just say, yep.
Yes, sometimes they're having trouble sleeping. So, and then they start losing their memory, and they think it's all a part of menopause, but it's really the fact that they're just not able to sleep. And so sometimes just using some magnesium at bedtime really will make a difference. So now,
yeah, exactly.
Should we put out the number again?
Yeah, let's put out the number again. So if you have questions for us about memory, what we can do to help you with your memory program, give us a call at 651-641-1071. We'd be happy to talk to you today.
So, Wendy, we were talking about Alzheimer's, and I know you spent many, many years working in hospitals in Alzheimer's units, and
yep.
So you have a story you want to tell us.
Yeah, I do, and my favorite Alzheimer's story, it just gives a great example of what people deal with when you don't have your memory.
Mm-hmm.
And I was walking down the hall this one day, and one of my favorite clients came up, and I was saying hi, and she goes, "Well, hi, how are you today?" And then she stops and she looks at me with this perplexed look, and she goes, "Or is it tomorrow?"
I
just love that story.
Yeah. We kind of laugh about it, but it's really sad.
It is.
And so I think, our point today is whatever you can do to prevent that memory loss is what you really need to do.
So, exactly. So we do have a caller here.
Yeah, so
great.
Welcome, Tammy, to Dishing Up Nutrition. You have a question for us today?
Yes. Thank you, ladies, for taking my call.
Sure.
And your show is just fabulous. I listen to it every week.
Thank you very much.
I took your recommendation and bought some magnesium last week, and I noticed on the bottle it suggests taking it with meat. So if I wake up in the middle of the night, I'm not going to be eating meat.
No.
Is that necessary?
No. And do you know what form of magnesium you bought?
I don't. I don't have it here in
okay.
front of me.
Well, a lot of the magnesium that's over the counters are magnesium oxide.
Okay.
It's a very inexpensive form of magnesium. Does not get absorbed well, so most people do not have the positive effects from it. And it often disturbs the digestive system. So just check that.
Okay.
And, we always say do magnesium glycinate. Glycinate means that it is actually attached to a little amino acid, which is like a piece from a protein,
mm-hmm.
and then it gets absorbed much better. And
okay.
it is a little bit more expensive, but not that much more expensive. It's just a better quality.
Very good. Good to know. And one other comment.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a senior, but my friend and I, who have gone through menopause, we call our memory loss mental pause.
Mental pause.
Yes.
I love that, Tammy.
Yes,
that's really
great.
Cute.
Well, thanks for the call. And we appreciate your call today.
That was cute.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, have a good day.
So let's talk to
Terry.
Terry, welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition. You have a question?
Thank you.
Hi, Dan.
I do. I wondered whether diet is just a preventative for Alzheimer's or whether people who are currently suffering from it will see an improvement in their condition by an improved diet.
Well,
that's a great question. Yeah, and I'd really like to answer that because I have a great, it's a very real story. And it was way back, Dar, when I first started working for you, and we had a little lady out at, she came in and signed up for the 8-week, now 6 weeks, but it was 8 weeks at the time.
Our weight
and wellness series. Mm-hmm. And she was actually sent to us by her neurologist and her psychologist because she had been diagnosed with dementia. And I'm sitting there, and she needed so much help. I told her three times where the room was. I finally just had to walk her there. And I'm sitting there going, oh my gosh, and she drove herself, which I thought was really scary. And, but the interesting thing is and right away I gave her special attention and I said, you need the magnesium and you need this DHA, which was the brain fat. And 4 weeks later, she came in the office and she said, hi, Wendy. First of all, I was shocked that she remembered my name. But she said, I just want to thank you so much. I have my life back. I have my life back. She had been missing.
What was the fat?
It's DHA. It's an omega-3 fatty acid.
And it actually comes from the algae that fish eat. And
so it's very pure.
Yeah, it's very pure. And it's exactly the fatty acid that is in our brain.
DHA.
And we also have it in breast milk and
yep.
organic eggs and things like that.
Mm-hmm. But she and I didn't even realize that. She said, my friends are saying, And her name wasn't Gladys, but we'll call her Gladys. Gladys, you're back. You're back. And she admitted to me at that point that whole days in her life were big black holes. She hadn't remembered any of them. And she had her memory back. She was back. And this was just 4 weeks of good nutrition and some supplements for her brain. It was amazing. She said, I can't wait to get back to take my tests again.
So I think, again, it depends on at what level people are at. And that's why we did the show today, is because we want people to realize that there's a prevention plan and people need to be serious about it. It's our brain is our biggest organ. It uses the most nutrients of any other organ that we have. And we do all this stuff for our heart,
exactly,
but we forget our brain.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy? So anyway, thanks for the call. Great question and great story, Wendy.
I love that story.
So
how are we doing? Do we have time to take another call before break?
Okay, I think so.
Okay, good.
Susan, welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition. You have a question for us?
Well, I do. I have, I'm treated for high blood pressure, and I was recently diagnosed with having very low potassium levels.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, I want to keep my memory going as well as I can, so I'm taking potassium now, and I don't want to mix supplements that would be harmful to each other. For instance, would magnesium react with the potassium?
No.
And then I have a second question. So it's okay, no worries.
Yeah, I mean, you have to look at, you must be on some type of a blood pressure medication that is a diuretic.
Yes, so depleting potassium.
If it's depleting potassium, it's depleting magnesium, it's depleting selenium, it's depleting, you know, calcium, it's depleting all your minerals. It's just not potassium. It's just that potassium, you feel awful when it's down. So you recognize it. So
Okay. So, I mean, just general.
You probably need a really good quality multi-mineral supplement that, to cover all the different minerals that you might be low on now.
So there's a multi-mineral supplement.
Yep.
There's multivitamins.
Nope, it's a multi-mineral, and that's what you really need to kind of...
Okay, is that something you can get at the health food store?
Sure.
Or
mm-hmm.
Okay.
Sure.
My second question, you were talking about DHA.
Mm-hmm.
My mother has had some surgery, and she's living with us, and we're trying to make sure she gets good nutrition and everything. I'm pretty sure that fish oil is not going to be high on her dietary list. I've seen packets or something like this of DHA. Is that something that you can add to smoothies? Have you heard of this?
Well, I think you could. It still is going to have a little bit of a fish type of taste. You know, they have so many different... Is it that you need a liquid, or would she swallow a capsule?
You know, she's on so many medications now, I don't think she'd even...
Okay. They actually have some fish oil that is flavored like lemon, and it's really tastes quite good now.
Okay.
We have a great concentrated one that I like to use for seniors.
Because,
that would be great. Lots of DHA.
Yeah, and you get a lot in for a teaspoon. You don't have to take a whole lot. So, I mean, a lot of times people are willing to take a teaspoon where they just aren't willing to take any more tablets or capsules.
Okay.
So that's an idea.
Hey, thank you so much.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Thank you for calling
and listening to the show.
So you're listening to Dishing Up Nutrition, brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness. You know, next Saturday, Christina and Nancy will interview Paul Stitt. Paul Stitt is a certified nutrition specialist. He's an author, and he wrote a book called Vitamin D is the Fountain of Youth. So vitamin D, you know, is a sunshine vitamin, and it's not only needed for strong bones, but it is also needed, I'm having a little trouble here, with brain function and for good memory. So questions today, 651-641-1071.
Ever find yourself asking, where did I leave my keys this time? How could I have forgotten that appointment? How will I ever get all this work done when I can't concentrate? Do you ever feel overloaded, like your mind can't keep pace with your life? We expect an awful lot of ourselves. No wonder our brains seem to shut down at times from information overload. Good mental functioning requires essential nutrients, especially good fats and protein. A diet high in processed foods and refined carbohydrates can leave you feeling scattered, forgetful, and mentally fatigued. You can improve your mental functioning simply by changing the way you eat. Nutritional Weight and Wellness offers classes and individual consultations that explain how balanced eating supports memory, creativity, focus, and moods. You will learn which breakfast foods give you a power pack start to your day, along with how to eat for long-term brain health. For information about classes or individual consultations, call 651-699-3438 or visit weightandwellness.com. Office is conveniently located in St. Paul, Wayzata, and White Bear Lake.
Welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. I'm Wendy Kate Stancer, registered nurse, nutrition counselor, and I'm here this week with Darlene Kvist, licensed nutritionist, and we are discussing the role nutrition plays in preventing and resolving memory loss. Brain and nerve tissues require a tremendous amount of quality nutrition to function properly.
You know, almost a liter of blood flows through the brain each minute to supply.
Wow, that's huge. That's
supply necessary oxygen and fuel, and to carry away the waste products. So sufficient vitamins and mineral intake is essential for ongoing energy production of the brain cells. B vitamins are very important for energy production.
B vitamins, actually, a lot of people don't know this, Dar, are made in our small intestinal tract when we eat meat.
So it's a natural process that we should have, isn't it?
Yep, it is. So vitamin B12, folic acid, and B6 are very important for our memory. There are so many nutrients that the brain needs for proper functioning. Don't forget the simple nutrient of water.
I know.
And sufficient water is a must for brain functioning, especially when we have a quart of fluid going through our brain every minute.
So there's some very simple things that people can do to help their memory keep functioning. Is drink water.
I mean, there you go.
And not that Mountain Dew. I'm on to Mountain Dew today.
Mountain Dew doesn't do it. Neither does the diet soda.
You know, I think another thing that people, you know, when we look at this and we think about our brain, well, you know, we know that it's made out of fat, you know, because we used to be called fat.
Well, we know that.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's how the saying came, fat heads, mm-hmm. because that's what our brain is. And you know what's happened in the last 30 years is we've been told to avoid dietary fats, especially like butter, you know, olives, nuts. Oh, couldn't eat nuts because they were so high in fat. And so what's happened in the past 30 years is our consumption for good fats decreased, while those sneaky, bad trans fats slipped in.
And they are sneaky.
They are. And they're into all the processed foods, and often people consume 30 to 40 grams of trans fats per day. Amazing, isn't it?
It really is. And these trans fats cause the most damage to our most important organ, our brain, because our brain is actually 60 to 70% fat, mostly the omega-3 fatty acids, which we're very, very depleted in.
I think that's an interesting thing you said, that our brain is our most important organ.
It is.
I mean, you know, I think most people would say heart or some, you know, something else, but so, you know, at the same time,
nobody has had a brain transplant.
No.
We've had heart transplants, liver transplants, lung transplants, but we have not been able to transplant that brain.
And I think a lot of people would like that, for sure.
You think?
Yeah. I think, you know, if you think about all the people that you worked with in those Alzheimer's units, that would have been important. You know, at the same time we started eating bad trans fats, you know, our consumption of high-fat fish, like salmon and sardines and all those, they really declined because they got costly and they weren't available. And so basically our brain became fat deficient, and it was deficient in omega-3 fats. And those are the fats that we need for our memory and brain function. So do you think we should take some callers?
Yeah, I think we should take some callers because we have several people on the line. So we'll see what...
Hi, Bridget. Welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition. You have a question?
Yes, I have two quick ones. One, and I know this sounds a little silly here, but the omega-3, the fish oil, I take the capsules, but I just realized, too, when you said they even make them with lemon flavor now, am I supposed to be chewing these capsules in order for the oil to digest?
No, it breaks down, and you get it. No, you don't have to chew it.
Oh, good.
But kids do a lot. I mean, you know, my grandchildren do, and they think they're great, so...
And that's what I was going to say. My daughter does the strawberry ones, and she loves them. The other question I had for you regarding with the memory, and we've been using flaxseed meal a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
And And I'm just wondering, does that also help with memory? I know it helps just in general functioning. You know, I'm trying to bake with it a lot more and just sprinkle it on everything.
I think if you grind it and sprinkle it, it's great as far as a fiber product. But as far as a fatty acid, it really doesn't benefit memory. It doesn't seem to. You really need to take it from
fish oil
or from a straight DHA.
Okay.
But it's a great, ground flax is great fiber.
Okay, but that's really the main use for it would be just to get more fiber for my family.
Yes.
Okay, all right. Thank you so much, ladies.
Thanks for your question.
Thank you.
That's great. And we still have callers on the line, or do we need to take a break, or what's going on?
I think we need to go ahead and take a break.
Okay, then we'll do that.
You're listening to Dishing Up Nutrition. I'd like to invite you to join me next Saturday at Mom Camp. And we're going to be at the depot, and we're going to learn the real food secret. You know, we're going to have a little fun with the secret next Saturday. And so if you have questions today for us, 651-641-1071, and we'll be back in a minute.
Looking for a speaker for your next meeting, conference, or education hour? How about a topic that affects your audience both professionally and personally? Health and nutrition resonate on many levels because all of us want to look and feel our best. Nutrition educators from Nutritional Weight and Wellness address groups of all sizes on topics varying from Nutrition 101 to increasing metabolism, balancing moods, hormonal health, and restful sleep. Presentations range from 1 hour to full-day seminars and can be tailored to your group's interests. What can you expect? Sound information with real-life examples, making the topic accessible and relevant to your group. Motivating, interactive presentation styles that engage the audience. Handouts and takeaway strategies for practical application and ongoing impact. Nutritional Weight and Wellness delivers information that makes a difference in people's lives by changing the way people think about food. Enthusiastic audience responses often result in return appearances to explore other topics. Call 651-699-3438 to learn more about booking a nutrition educator for your next meeting or event. 651-699-3438.
Welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition, brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness, a company specializing in therapeutic nutrition and life-changing nutrition education. Currently, we have our weight and wellness class in Wayzata, Chanhassen, Maple Grove, St. Paul, and White Bear Lake, and we have such fun in our classes. I'm having so much fun on Friday mornings. That's the class that I teach in White Bear Lake, and we hear over and over and over again from our class participants, I can eat real peanut butter, nuts, avocados, and I'm losing weight. Plus, I feel less tired. I feel less depressed. I just can't believe how much better I feel. It is so much fun to see people feeling better through nutrition.
It is, and it's really rewarding, isn't it? So if you have missed our current series, our next weight and wellness classes start in early March.
So start preparing because those months go quickly.
So check our website. It's weightandwellness.com, or you can call Hannah today and ask her questions. She's at 651-699-3438, and you can check out the dates and the locations. So that's,
yeah, we want everybody there. We need to educate everybody about these things
and
get everybody feeling better.
And so we're going to take some
callers.
We have
lots of callers.
Hi, Dee. Welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition.
Hi, ladies.
Hi there.
I had some questions about supplements, but I think I want to just ask about, I do have some neurological problems, Lyme disease.
Okay.
And I'm doing okay, but I'm wondering about the waters that they have out there, the smart waters. And I got a second question on nutrition. What do you think about stevia?
Well, let me answer the one on water, and when do you do the stevia? The waters, you know, you have to be very careful when you look at some of those waters, because they've added a chemical that's called citric acid, which is actually a preservative. So, you know, with a neurological problem, you absolutely do not want to be putting any kind of preservative into your body and brain. So
All
I would
right.
say maybe you shouldn't be using those. If they have just water, then they're probably okay. But if they've got some other things, I'd be cautious with them.
The ones with electrolytes is what I was wondering.
I think you have to check that label. I still think it has
preservatives.
A preservative in there.
Yep.
So.
Okay.
You know, it's a, you know, we have a product that's called, if you need electrolyte supplement, we have a wonderful one that's called Peltier Water, and you put a tablespoon in water, and it's pure, and it's it has no preservative.
Yeah, it's just electrolytes.
And it works, it's just works great for people.
I know Peltier.
Yeah, Peltier Water, it's called.
I use stevia as a sugar supplement.
Yeah, well, and stevia is, it's an herb. It comes from a plant, and it's been used for thousands of years. So we believe stevia is really safe to use, and it's one that we recommend. So I think you're fine with the stevia.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, Dee.
Dee, thanks for the questions today. And
we have more callers.
Kent, welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition. You have a question for us today? Kent?
Yes, I had a question about the diet soft drinks.
Yep.
What is it that's bad about that? And in particular, how does that, is there other like flavored drinks out there that, you know, might have the same thing? I mean, if I was looking for a substitute, would I might fall into the same bad?
Yeah, you probably
exactly.
would.
Yeah, you know, like the diet teas that they have now, like that, you know, I forget who it is, but they have this, you know, and everybody thinks green tea is great, but now they've taken green tea and they've added aspartame. And
yes.
Yeah.
So it's a NutraSweet aspartame, which is the same thing. That's a chemical that has been shown to probably cause memory loss. Now, you know, it's like a lot of reports have gone to the FDA as far as the damaging effects from these artificial sweeteners. And so, you know, they're 200 times, like NutraSweet is 200 times sweeter than sugar, so it continually it makes you want more. So it's very addicting, and people just can't have one once a month or what might, you know, something that would be safe.
Right.
So, you know, we say, you know, do real tea without the artificial sweeteners. You know, coffee would be a better choice. Or
organic
coffee would be a much better choice. Or just real water.
Okay.
You know, it's amazing. And I, you know, over and over we hear people, they say, you know, once I stopped using that, it's like my brain cleared up.
Yeah.
And suddenly they're sleeping a lot better.
Right. Well, I'm type 1 diabetic, so I look first for carbohydrates, and then
right.
I look for, and I'm thinking, okay, low carbs and low fat. So then those are the first two, you know, factors I look for when I'm looking for food or drink. And then, you know, so diet seems like, oh, well, this is a good thing. But
yeah, but it isn't. You know, it's kind of interesting. It, as from that recent research from the university,
right.
It's actually, you know, you're type 1, but it could be making you metabolic, you know, you're insulin resistant being metabolic syndrome then. So like you got
double
type of diabetes. Yeah. So it's kind of interesting. It's
Well, and the other things I'd like just to go back to, because this is a huge thing for people. What do I drink? And it's like, you know, you water. I mean, water is what we were meant to drink. And like squeezing a lime, I love squeezing a lime in my water, or even, you know, an orange or a lemon. It's, you know, it's quite lovely when you need a change, but we love water too.
Right, exactly. So thank you for the call. And should we take another caller?
Sure.
All right.
Let's do it. Get the right button there.
Hello? Welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition. You have a question? Hello?
Hello?
I think we probably...
Is there a name on there, Dar?
Are you looking for Loewy?
Yes.
Loewy, yes.
Loewy.
Yes, hi, this is Loewy.
We're
there.
Looking for you, Loewy.
Good, here I am.
Okay, good.
So you had a question for us today.
Well, I was wondering, number one, how does stress affect memory? It seems when I'm stressful, my memory, you know, especially for certain words, just seems to go. And I was wondering if there's, you know, a direct relationship there. And then I have another question also.
Okay, so should we do this one first?
You can do whatever, yeah.
Okay, sure. Loewy. Well, you know, stress does affect us, especially if we're low in vitamin B, because B is our anti-stress vitamin.
Okay.
So if we're already low in vitamin Bs, which many people are these days, stress affects us greatly. And, you know, if we have plenty of vitamin B and plenty of nutrients, then our brains should be able to function correctly. Would you agree, Dar?
Yes, and if you're eating on schedule, like
right.
if you're under a lot of stress, we always recommend that people eat at least 5 times a day. And each time they eat some protein, some healthy fat, and some vegetable carbohydrate. And then you can manage stress much better because you're constantly giving your brain the nutrients that it needs.
And then plenty of water, too.
Right. So now your second question was?
Well, I was wondering, what are the different characteristics between just this kind of irritating memory loss and Alzheimer's?
Well, let me just give you, and I, you know, you probably have a more professional answer to that, Wendy, but I think people, it's a slippery slope.
Yeah.
You have to start protecting your brain right now, you know, even if you're 20 or even if you're 15. We have to be more protective of our brain so that we don't slip into these dementia or Alzheimer's. And a lot of times they can't even describe what it is, but people are not functioning well.
Exactly.
I don't know if you, Wendy.
Well, yeah, what we saw repeatedly is that, you know, people didn't even get diagnosed in the first stage of the disease. You know, it was like the second or third stage that they were actually taken to the neurologist by their family, because at that point they couldn't do what we call their activities of daily living, you know, like getting to change their clothes or bathe or... And usually what people do first, unless they are an accountant, they start screwing up their checkbook and not paying their bills and getting in trouble that way. But, you know, these you know, again, like Dar said, those are all signs, because then people would look back and go, oh, yeah, my mom was having memory problems for 10 years.
Right.
So
thank you, Loie, for the calls. And you are listening to Dishing Up Nutrition, brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness. Nutrition, exercise, avoidance of drugs, excess alcohol, illness, and trauma, these are all pieces of memory loss puzzle. There are some incredible memory enhancers, and I use these personally. You know, well, there's omega-3 fatty acids. I mean, those are huge. There's a supplement that is called phosphatidylserine and phosphatidylcholine, and I use it in a product that's called Brain Vibrance. And I think it's key to my memory. So when we come back from break, we'll tell you another brain memory secret.
Sugar, sugar. Mm-mm-mm. What is your favorite sweet indulgence? Brownies? Pastries? Cookies? Frappuccinos? Anything chocolate? We all enjoy a treat. But if you treat every day like Halloween, perhaps it's time to rein in that sweet tooth. Research shows that cravings have biochemical origins. That's right. They're not just sugar lust. The solution? Get to the source. Luckily, we don't have to do this alone. The friendly staff at Nutritional Weight and Wellness has worked with hundreds of people who wanted to break their sugar habits, eat healthier, and feel better. Sugar saps your energy, weakens your immune system, and is highly addictive. We have all seen how sugar affects children, but adults get hooked just as easily. Others rely on artificial sweeteners that are full of chemicals, believing those substitutes are healthier than sugar. Before you refill that candy dish, pick up the phone and find out how Nutritional Weight and Wellness can help you eliminate your sugar cravings. Imagine eating in a way that leaves you satisfied, gives you more energy, and a trimmer waistline. Office is conveniently located in St. Paul, Wayzata, and White Bear Lake.
Welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. For many, we're talking about memory and memory prevention and Alzheimer's prevention plan. And for many, adding one teaspoon of Brain Vibrance is very beneficial to restoring memory loss.
And what is in Brain Vibrance is something that's called phosphatidylserine and phosphatidylcholine, and these are phospholipids that are precursors to the normal brain fluids that we have, and there's no side effects from them. Normally, we have this liquid in our brain, don't we, Wendy?
Exactly. You know, and when we look at our ancestors, Dar, 100 years ago, when people ate all of the animal, they ate brains from animals and a lot of the organ meats. They would normally replenish their brain with these key nutrients. But today, very few people that I know eat brain. I don't eat it myself.
Nope. Not very many people do.
So we must take a supplement that provides us with these nutrients.
So, you know, from my experience, just a teaspoon, or they actually come in little gel shots now.
Yes, they do.
And we actually had one before we went on air today.
Yeah,
and I think our memory is great today. So anyway.
So it works. You know,
we want to talk a little bit more about the fats, because our brain is made up of fat. And I know we did not get all our callers, but you know, just be patient.
Well, call and us maybe they could call us at the office too, Dar, you know, at 651-699-3438. We love to answer people's questions.
We do.
Because we don't have time to do it today. We only have a minute here.
Right.
But what we want people to know is that each and every cell, it doesn't matter, you know, in our brains, each and every cell in our brain is surrounded. You know, the membrane is lipids, and lipids are fat.
Mm-hmm. And so what does it, you know, if you eat a lot of trans fats, what does a cell look like then?
Probably pretty awful. It gums up our it gums up our cell walls. It gums up our brain. So
then they tend to be hard and crusty, and the memory does not flow back and forth.
Exactly. So we want everybody to remember, thank you so much for listening, and remember, real food
is the magic within you.
And your brain.
And your brain. Thank you.
All is groovy. Ba da ba ba da ba ba.